This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. I checked them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None. He's the only guy to come into Mo's Tavern and ask for a craft beer and not a duff. Bunch of jerks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back, Masters of None. My name is Mike. With me, Jay.
Yes.
Art.
Holler.
We're all here. The gang's all here.
And the star of our show, Aziz Ansari.
Hey.
Hashtag Masters of None. Anytime you're doing, watching his show or our show, hashtag Masters of None.
Please.
Right, Mike?
Absolutely. It's been so much fun responding to all of you on Twitter. I don't know if you guys have seen that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We've been getting quite a few mention on Twitter mistaking us for the Netflix series, and I have just been either responding to them all or retweeting the ones that say nothing about the show being on Netflix.
Yeah, or the ones that are just generic enough to be about us.
Yep. I'll give you an example. Masters of None is disturbingly relatable.
Retweet.
Retweet. Masters of None is my new current favorite show. Retweet.
We should just retweet all of them because all these idiots will probably follow us.
Yeah. Masters of None, solid show, A-. Retweet.
Nice, we have an A-.
Yeah, how about that? Holy fuck, I literally just finished the last episode. Beautiful show. Retweet.
I feel like we should sue him. What do you think?
I don't know. Do we
Can you sue somebody for getting a lot of praise for the wrong, something that's not yours?
Probably. Is it slander or libel?
Don't we also have Kevin Smith saying, like, what a great website name?
Yeah, we have that.
We can bring him to court. Witness.
Exactly.
Your Honor, I like to call to the stand Silent Bob. Has anyone seen the show?
No, I have. I'm kind of boycotting it. I kind of it's always popping up on my Netflix. Hey, you're going to love this. Like, Netflix is pushing it hard at me.
I mean, everyone seems to be loving it from the fake, the wrong Twitters I'm seeing.
Right.
But the one person that I know who's seen it was like, nah, it's all right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I did just watch on Netflix, the new Anthony Jeselnik special.
Yeah, any good?
Oh my God, it's awesome.
Really? Okay, I'm going to watch it tonight after this is over.
It's phenomenal. And I just started watching the John Mulaney special.
Ah, I saw that popped up the other day. I haven't seen that too. I liked his last comedy special, so I'll probably like
this one. Talk about two people like completely different styles.
Oh my God. That is literally black and white, which is a good transition.
Except that they're both white.
Yeah, it's true.
It's also a good transition. There's too many things to watch. Like, there's too many good things, man.
Yeah, Jessica Jones starting up this weekend.
Yeah.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
It's another Marvel series.
And they're going dark.
Another one?
Yeah. Follow up to Daredevil, which is going to be fucking great.
And you hear the whole Iron Fist thing is going to be shut down because all the special effects and the stuff that we want to make it great is not going to happen. So because John Berthal is doing a great job as Punisher, we're going to make a Punisher series.
Serious?
Yep, that's what I heard.
I didn't hear that. There is a lot of stuff to watch lately, but it's, mm-hmm. it's still fun.
Gotham for me, Walking Dead, Flash.
Yeah, Flash.
Arrow.
Jay, what about you? What are you watching?
Well, I just watched those two things. I've been trying to keep up on Walking Dead. Mr. Show with Bob and David.
Right,
on
right,
Netflix
right.
Too. That's on my radar. I haven't watched it yet. But I just keep hearing all the podcasts I listen to like, oh, this is awesome. This is awesome. This is, check this out.
Yeah.
Like, this web thing, that on Hulu. Like, I just keep seeing little like previews for things. It's like, fuck, I can't even keep track of them all.
I got another one I can add to your list. Yeah. It's actually on Amazon Video, and it's The Man in the High Tower.
What's that?
It's basically a miniseries about what would happen if the Germans won World War II in America.
Oh, I saw the preview for that. Yes, yeah. I do want to see that.
I saw the pilot, and it was phenomenal. And now, apparently, all of the episodes are on Amazon Video.
So, nice. I finished watching the Wet Hot series.
Yeah.
That was good. It kind of went off the rails a little bit at the end.
Oh, totally did. But I was also reminded, so did the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
good point.
Did you guys hear about the show Heighten?
No, what's that?
It's a show that has Bill Pullman's son. He's the main character. And he's about like 18 or 19 years old. And there's like a bunch of other people, like Chloe from 24. I forgot her name. Mm. And then I think every episode, it just started, and you can go check it out on Amazon, like the first episode for free if you don't have like Prime or something. But he is like 18, 19 years old, and he has like these imaginary friends. And from what I heard is that each show is two different imaginary friends. And the first episode, it was Shaquille O'Neal and Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers.
It's actually them in the show. It's actually them doing it.
Yeah,
that's kind of funny.
And it's like the people that did like Little Miss Sunshine and a bunch of other things like Nebraska and all that. So yeah. it looks promising.
Nice. All right. So that actually is a perfect segue into what we're going to be talking about today. And we are going to be talking about white people stereotypes. Also kind of like I also kind of feel that this is going to morph into like a poser's guide to white people kind of. So
that's probably what it should be.
Yeah, that's probably what it should be. But I feel like it's going to turn into that once we start talking here. I just figured, you know, I was thinking about topics, and how I came up with this is stereotypes are all over the place, and some of them are true, and some of them are just fucking crazy. And I never heard of white people stereotypes until like I actually started digging. And sometimes you hear some things, and you're like, what? That's really like a thing, and then it makes sense. Have you ever seen the site stuffwhitepeoplelike.com?
Yeah. Long time ago. That's like an old one.
Yeah, that's like an old thing. But that was so fucking funny reading that, and it's absolutely true. And then when I came up with my list that we're gonna talk about tonight, I actually kind of cross-referenced it with that site, and there's three or four on here that are definitely from that site. I hope we have some good ones. And I also have a couple of games we can play.
Better than last time.
Yeah, I wrote down a bunch of lesser known stereotypes, and I want you guys to guess what nationality they're against.
Sounds racist. Let's do it.
Yay! Good. I like your enthusiasm.
Now, are we talking stereotypes that are not true, or just in general?
Just in general.
Yeah.
Kind of. I feel like this is gonna kind of morph into a poser's guide to white people. So you can totally jump into that format as well, and we'll see where we go. Do you guys have one that's on the top of your head that you're like, this is absolutely.
Yeah, I got one.
Go ahead.
I go two. They're equally as good, but yeah. White men can't jump.
Right? That is a very popular one.
Yeah, but I mean, I have zero vertical leap, but hey, I fought the odds. I played, you know, sports in college, volleyball.
Yeah.
You played against Stephon Marbury, right?
I did. I played against Stephon Marbury. Got beat by like 80 points per game. But no, I know many white dudes with insane jumping skills.
Yeah.
House of Pain.
Yeah. Like Danny Boy, DJ Lethal, mm-hmm. and Everlast. All three of them.
And Van Halen.
Yeah, Van Halen. All of them.
White men obviously can jump.
Also, Richard Grieco, Johnny Depp. What was his name? Peter DeLuise.
Richard Grieco.
21 Jump Street.
Nice. That was fucking great.
What about Fonzie?
What about Fonzie?
Jump the shark.
Yeah. That's true. He did. Waka waka.
No, but I've encountered many white dudes who can jump. I mean, probably the number one is, what's it said on the Clippers there?
Oh, Blake?
Yeah, that dude. Doesn't he have an insane vertical?
Is he white?
Is he? He's not?
All right, is he Jesus. White? Get out your cell phone. Is he on your speed dial? If he's on your speed dial, he's not white.
Arts interviewed him, but he never told us about it.
Right.
His other podcast.
It's very white.
Yeah. I don't look at color. I just look at the person on the inside.
You know what's really funny, though, is that you think about that, and that's like the most popular one, right? The one that everybody says. But if you think about it, if I try to think about it, I don't know many white people personally that have insane jumping abilities.
My friend Kevin had a pretty insane vertical leap.
Oh, yeah. I remember Kevin.
Eagle River.
You know what's funny, too? Like, remember, like, those ridiculous, like, training shoes with the big, like, things? Like,
the yes. platforms? The strength shoes.
Yeah, like, jump soles or whatever they're called.
Jump X.
Yeah. Yes.
Those are hilarious.
Brand X.
I tried them once. I was like, this is ridiculous. I can't be seen in public wearing these.
That's something that white people love.
Yep.
They fucking love shit like that. Like, white people love gadgets.
Gadgets are shortcuts to success.
That's exactly it. Anything that makes us more apathetic.
Anything that will get something quick.
Yeah.
Get rich
like microwaves.
Quick, get in yeah. shape quick.
That's a white person thing.
White people love microwaves.
Shortcuts. White people love shortcuts.
That's a perfect white person stereotype. Shortcuts. All right. Good night, everybody. That's it. We're done. It's fucking perfect.
Number one.
Shortcuts. You know what else they love? Extreme sports. You ever notice that?
That guy, Dan Cortez?
Dan, yeah. They love extreme sports. And never see a black guy like jumping out of an airplane.
And they drink Mountain Dew the whole time.
Rah, do it. Woo! Extreme!
Yeah, I mean.
Code Dew.
I think white people just like cold sports, like winter sports.
Cold sports? Yeah.
Yeah, like things that have to take place in the cold, like skiing, snowboarding, ice hockey.
Right.
Spelunking.
What else? What are the cold weather things the white people like? Going on vacation to warm places.
Luge.
Skeleton.
What's the one with the fucking shuffleboard? Yeah. What's that one called?
Curling.
White people love curling. Sure. White people love
what
curling.
What is it with that? Is it just because it involves like the ice is white, the snow is white? Is it just that black people don't like these things so much?
Are we like moths? We're just drawn to the white light. And just,
are they like, there's already enough white going on here.
White things.
Leave that for you. Are there any black people like in Alaska or Antarctica?
Does Eskimos count?
I don't know. What color are Eskimos? Aren't they sort of like a yellowish?
Or is Dave Attell calls them snow Mexicans? I think it's hysterical. What do you got? What do you got? You've been quiet.
Have I? Oh, I guess yeah. I have. Quiet. White people like to be quiet. We just observe and nod. And inside we're judging.
You know what white people do? They shush. You want to talk about quiet. White people shush.
Kind of true. Like, you go to the movies.
Yeah.
There's the white people complaining about the black people being loud.
Just, they shush.
I kind of hear this. Shh.
They like shortcuts and shushing.
Shortcuts and silence. The story of white people.
I'm making
it's
this
a collective autobiography.
I'm making this list. This list is going to be great. Shortcuts and silence. Shortcuts and silence. It sounds like somebody's biography. It really does. Who's the perfect? Give me the perfect name. That biography is
shortcuts. Story of white people.
Story of who though? One specific white person. Give me a name. There's got to be somebody in there that's perfect.
Peter Jennings.
The Teller story of Penn and Teller.
Who is the ultimate white person? Steve Urkel.
Tony Robbins. He's a hell of a fucking white person.
I think this is whiter.
Really? He's whiter than Tony Robbins. His teeth are so fucking white.
I mean, I'm looking like a Kenny G or something. Or like a fucking Marie Osmond. Like, who's the whitest?
The white Oprah?
White people love dance routines.
Ellen?
Like choreographed stuff.
Yeah. Love fucking.
Oh, look what they're doing. Honey, come here.
They love when people in the room all dance the same.
Yeah. Well, and they also.
There's another one. White people can't dance.
True.
I don't know about that.
That's on my list.
Just probably
just because you think you can.
We can dance if we want to.
Do you have to leave your friends behind or can they come along?
Well, it's up to them.
Let me guess. They're no friends of yours.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite line in that song is, we can dance. We can dance. Everybody look at your hands.
I thought it was your pants. No?
I thought it was hands.
Yeah. There was something about pants in there. No? Hands?
Well, everybody speaking about when white people are dancing, is the white man overbite true or not?
The what?
The white man overbite.
White man overbite?
Yeah, when like that's a thing? White guy's dancing, they start like, you know, they
like bite their lower lip.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Everybody look at your hands.
Grit your teeth. Bite your
Everyone
lip.
Bite your lower lip.
They love lip biting, shortcuts, and silence.
Have you seen the, there's like a meme. This is when how white people dance when they hear Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Google that. It's pretty hilarious. It looks like they're like jogging in place. It's really, really bizarre.
When white people dance to Bon Jovi?
Yeah.
Here's another thing white people love to do, especially the old white people, like to walk at the mall before it opens.
Oh, like power walking at the mall?
Yeah.
That's such a thing. That's such a thing. That's such a thing that every mall expects it.
This meme has been like going around like forever, like recently.
Yeah, it's called When Your White Friends Hear Bon Jovi.
That's fucking funny.
One of my favorite things when I did, when I was an AV guy in a school district, is I like discovered a closet just full of like forgotten AV things from like the 80s.
Ooh.
And there was a box of VHS tapes that I found out was like the lady who was like in charge of the AV stuff back in the day, like had like a little video production service on the side, probably using all of the school's equipment.
Nice.
She would like videotape weddings and shit. And these were old wedding, the master tapes from her like videotaping weddings.
Oh my God. That's fucking gold.
It was amazing. I still have a couple of them.
Yes.
And there is just...
Put them on YouTube immediately.
But I did keep a couple of them. But it's just fucking... Oh, it's just like this thing, but like hours long and just drunk people with mullets saying inappropriate things on like those old school Price is Right microphones.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, that's phenomenal.
Oh, it's so good.
So
it's
all something
that Brad Groom? These are the unedited tapes. So it's like all the masters that they would then like edit together into the actual final video.
Oh, it's fucking so it's amazing. Just,
oh, so good.
That's amazing.
So good.
Do you ever see, you know, the Found Footage Festival?
Yeah, it's like that. I was going to send it to them, actually. Yes.
Oh, so fucking good, man. That's like that carnival tape that I put together and put up on our YouTube.
Yeah, it's on what's Masters of None Show on YouTube?
Yeah, we still reference that fucking video.
Yeah, I just polled some of the people on my my phone contacts. Well, Walmart is a big thing that white people seem
Walmart.
To love.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely do.
The People of Walmart website.
Yep.
That's a classic one.
Talking about Bon Jovi, though, you know what white people love? The 80s.
Yes.
Yeah.
White people love the fucking 80s.
But hate Ted Danson.
Can't get...
What? I thought they hated Ray Romano.
Don't worry about it. You'll get it.
Oh, no. Everybody loves Ray Romano. Yes. They hate Chris Rock. Everybody hates Chris.
That's right. You want to play a game real quick?
Yes!
All right. Here's lesser-known stereotypes. You tell me if you can guess what nationality this is about.
I can name that stereotype in three notes, Alex.
This is not just races. This is nationalities. Okay, so just here you go. Internet scammers.
Nigeria.
Good guess, but wrong.
Wrong?
Yeah.
Turkey.
Blacks.
Wait, are these the people who...
Fall victim or do it?
Or are perpetrating.
Perpetrating. Internet scammers, meaning they are doing the scamming.
Wait, so black people are internet scammers?
Apparently. That's a stereotype.
What? Where are you getting this from?
KKK.com.
Yeah. High five. Virtual high five. Do it.
High five.
Boom.
That's another thing. High five. The awkward high five.
Oh, yeah. Terrible high five.
.org, but I audibled halfway through because knowing Art wouldn't be smart enough. Because you know they're not for profit.
No.
You know that, right?
I was going to say .gov.
Oh, conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm. W.
How about this one? I've never heard this one before. Stink like butter.
Like literally smell like butter?
Smell like butter.
I didn't hear that, but I heard that we smell like expensive laundry detergent.
Who's we?
White people.
White people.
What you talking about, we?
Yeah.
You mean you people.
Stink like butter. Got a guess?
Butter? Italians. Yeah. I'm going to guess.
Ooh, good guess.
No?
Wrong.
I have no idea.
Americans.
Americans stink like butter.
Yeah. Again, these are lesser known stereotypes.
Okay. You're not kidding.
Not kidding. Wear short shorts regardless of weather.
France.
Spanish.
Australians.
What?
This is stupid.
Prone to venereal diseases.
Canada.
You're both correct. No.
Yes.
blacks again. Here, okay, this is a trick one. Bad tippers.
Rich people?
Europeans.
Canadians.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hey.
Have the dirtiest porno. Think about this one.
It's got to be either Japan or Germany.
Pick
Probably
one.
Japan.
Japan? Art?
North Korea.
Germans.
Yeah, knew that.
Here's
the old strudel dunker.
Small due to sunlight deficiency.
Small due to what?
They're small in stature due to sunlight deficiency.
Penguins.
Pygmies.
English. The English.
All right.
Because, yeah, they're covered all in that soot.
They're constantly cleaning chimneys. That's why.
Yes. All right, Mary Poppins, is it? This one surprised me a little bit. More body hair than other races.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chiroo.
More body hair?
Body hair.
Brazil.
Italian.
Indian.
India. Indian.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Can you please tell us who to credit for this glorious, terrible list?
Sure. I got
misinformation.info.
Oh, you went with misinfo.
She was racist, wasn't she? Did she get fired for that?
Who?
A little bit racist.
The Asian girl who did like the news on Hot 97.
Oh, yeah. What was her name?
Misinfo.
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 We just said that.
That's fucking
why people don't listen.
Funny.
That's true.
It's true.
Exactly.
Huh? You know what they do love, though? Fucking coffee.
And popcorn balls.
White people? I thought everybody loves coffee.
No, I hate coffee.
So do I.
Every time I drink
coffee too.
Every time I drink it, I'm like, why am I doing this?
I hate hot coffee. I could drink some iced coffee every now and then.
Either way, man, I treat like that 7-Up. Never have, never will.
So what's your beverage of choice then, other than beer?
Alizé.
It keeps them busy.
I got a question for you.
I used to diss him.
I got a question for
you. Actually, you know what? I like Snapple raspberry iced tea.
Oh, wow. That is so white.
So white.
White people love Snapple.
Snapples.
The best stuff on earth. I love the little fun facts.
White people read the Snapple fun facts.
And believe them.
And believe them.
Don't they Shut say up, like, Jay. They're real. They're real, man.
They said you believe this?
Wait, I do believe that pirates used to wear gold in their earrings for better sight.
You white, you Ben Affleck. What's the whitest moment you've ever had? Can you think of one?
Ooh. Million Man March.
Not so much being there, but Art getting drunk and throwing snack food at his television drunk.
That's white.
He's watching it live on CNN and booing it. And just stewing about how many more Jordans he'd be able to get more easily. I've definitely had some. I got to think of it where I'm like, God, this is the whitest thing ever. Like
yeah.
That kind of moment.
Right. Like you go to a Broadway show and suggest going for tapas afterwards.
Oh, really?
You know what
Did
I mean?
You do that?
No, I'm just saying like that. Like that's a white moment. Like that is, you know, shopping for contact paper at Bed Bath & Beyond. Like, that's a fucking white moment to me.
Hey, let's go to IKEA and get the latest bedroom set. What do you think?
Honey, which do you like? The King Jorn or the Bjornkong?
Or the Schmergen?
Yeah. Or the Ektorp.
Ektorp, yeah. Holy shit. Or raving about the Swedish meatballs at IKEA for lunch because they were like $5.99 and got 24.
I was going to say eating at the cafe at IKEA. Yeah.
Or a Walmart.
Talking about deals, like what you got.
Yeah.
I used a coupon that I got from back of the paper.
That's a very...
I got a free raspberry iced tea.
That's a very white moment, having lunch at the IKEA cafe.
Is it mostly that white people take pictures of their food?
I don't know.
Good question.
Is that a white thing? That's strictly white.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Only if the food is pumpkin spice flavored.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I'm definitely over it.
I never have been. Pumpkin sucks.
That's I liked it when pumpkin. A couple of breweries put out pumpkin beers. Now everybody does. and they're all terrible.
I actually enjoyed a couple of them this year, more so than any other year for some reason.
But that's the thing, like the very few that made them originally, I like those. Those were really good. And now everybody, so now I can't remember which ones are the ones that I actually like. Everybody fucking has one. And some of them taste more like pie and some of them taste more like, you know, fake pumpkin, you know?
Yeah.
Not real.
Yeah, some of them don't even have any pumpkin in them at all.
No.
None whatsoever.
Bifocals. White people like bifocals.
I know.
They need them.
Franklin.
Yeah.
My wife said this was really funny because I told her what we were going to be talking about tonight. And she goes, out of the blue, she just goes, white people own soldering irons. What? I thought that was really funny.
I don't.
I don't have one either. But what about creme brulee guns?
What?
Brulee guns?
You have one of those?
Is that a gun made out of creme brulee or a gun that shoots creme brulee?
That helps make it like the little fire torch.
Oh, like a butane, like cooking torch?
Oh, the cooking torches. That's a good one. That's a very white thing to have. A
creme brulee gun.
A creme brulee gun. I pictured like a t-shirt cannon that just shot pie.
It's creme brulee.
What else would you use that thing for?
I don't know. Taking down a really bad assassin creme brulee.
Cannon brulee.
Goulet.
Creme brulee gun. I don't know. Maybe it's a secret gun in GoldenEye. Who knows?
Only Odd Job can pick it up.
Yeah.
It's a secret level weapon on Burger Time.
Burger Time.
A creme brulee gun. Wow.
All right. So lip biting.
White people love roundabout ways of describing things. They love hyperbole.
And they all jump in and like give directions.
Oh, big on directions.
You're telling them the wrong way. You go to the 57, then you hit 287.
But that comes shortcuts. That comes under the subheading of shortcuts.
Shortcuts, yeah.
Back to shortcuts, you're right.
That goes back to shortcuts without a doubt.
White people.
What about having white guys having small dicks?
Is that a thing? Wait, I've never heard that before.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Huh?
Hello? Someone's getting swiped left right now.
What's the whitest concert you've ever attended?
Oh, man. Def Leppard and I think it was Poison.
Wow.
And Journey. Journey was one too.
Oh, wow. That's a good one.
For sure.
That's a good one. Art, okay. Was it
the
Tupac?
The opposite of that.
Tupac was your whitest concert?
No, when I was at UNH... There was Run DMC opened up for LL Cool J, and when they came out, they're like and it was where the basketball court was and hockey rink. It was called the Whittemore Center. When the guy and I was like, "Welcome to the Whitemore Center."
More white center.
The Whitemore Center.
Like, yes, that's awesome.
Do you know that Rowan University's football stadium is the Dick Wacker Stadium?
Nice.
I may have had
a whiter concert than I've been to.
What?
It was the Violent Femmes and They Might Be Giants together.
Wow. All right, I got another like little flipperoo on the whole white concert thing. When I went to see the Rough Riders and Jay-Z.
None of these acts are white.
No, I'm just saying, first it was the Whitemore Center instead of the Whittemore Center. This time.
It's true. It's the Tupac is the whitest show you've ever seen.
So when we went to that concert. Like between like the different sets and like when like the Rough Riders left and it was like before Jay-Z was coming on, they were having people like try and rap, like just do freestyle.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Really?
And they were like bringing any like the DJ was like, anybody can come on stage, go ahead and
in
put
New
a beat
Hampshire?
And go. All the white people were doing were just rapping Eminem. That was like the whitest moment for me. I'm like, what is going on?
That's fucking terrible.
Yep.
Every
time a white person got up there, the DJ would have like a machine gun sound effect just to shoot it, like pretend they shoot him off stage. It was great.
I got you both beat. I got you both beat, man. Whitest Fish? Concert? No, well, Fish is definitely one. White people love jam bands. White people love jam bands. But
no, you love jam bands.
Only white people go to fucking jam band concerts.
Totally true. That's a good one.
You can pick from the plethora of white concerts I've been to. Let's see. My very first show ever when I was like 12 years old was New Kids on the Block. That's pretty fucking white.
Yeah, I guess.
Then after that, took my then girlfriend to see Alanis Morissette and Radiohead open for her.
Nice.
Which is very white. Here's another one. Although this may fall in the jam band category. Rusted Root is a very white band.
Yeah.
To see. Ah, no, I got it. I think the whitest show I've been to is Sting.
Oh, crap. I've been to the Police. Yeah. So does that counts, right? Madison
no, Square no, 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 no. No. The Police is not a white band. Sting is white. Just yeah. Seeing Sting, that's a very white thing to do. What about movie? What's the whitest movie that you absolutely fucking love?
American
Gang
History
related?
Yeah, that's kind of not what I meant, but... Warmer. I'm thinking more along the lines of like, you know...
Peaches?
Billy Madison. Like, that's a white people movie. You know, right. Labyrinth.
Like Grease.
Oh, that's so white. Yep. Grease is so fucking white.
Was that like My Greek Wedding?
Big, what is it? My Big Fat...
Fat Greek Wedding, yeah. That's white.
That's... Yeah, that's pretty white. Even though it's about Greek people, that's pretty white.
Beaches is white.
Beaches is extremely white. We can't say, though, it's just chick flicks. Just chick flicks all around. They got to be like...
Beaches is not a chick flick.
Beaches. You got really indignant there, Ellison. That was pretty funny.
Wait, what'd you call me?
Huh?
About A Birth of a Nation.
Oh, my God.
Selma?
It's fucking terrible. Just say it. Just say fucking Das Boot. Just go ahead. Just say it. Just fucking say it.
Oh, I got a good one. I just got another one from my text poll I did.
Yeah.
Smart cars.
Smart cars are very white.
Also, text polls are very white as well.
That is. That is a very white thing to do.
Talking about taxes. Tax brackets, you're white.
Yeah. Like just talking politics in general. White people love politics.
Love politics.
You ever hear black people talking about politics? I don't feel like, or any minorities really.
Yeah. Every white person thinks that they can actually, you know, make a difference.
Have you ever seen someone
wrong
that's not white in a Crate and Barrel?
Crate and Barrel.
Have I ever been to a Crate and Barrel? I don't think
exactly.
I have.
It's just white on white.
Is it? Is when white met bread?
I'm not even white enough to have gone into a Crate and Barrel or even more whiter, the Container Store.
Better yet, Pottery Barn.
Wow.
What about Restoration Hardware?
LL Bean.
White people love very specific stores.
Yeah. Just niche stores.
Yankee yeah. Candle.
Burlington Coat Factory. Places that sell one thing.
Doorknobs are us.
But that's, yeah. But that's the opposite of taking shortcuts. Like, we love Walmart, but we'll go to Yankee Candle to get a candle.
But it's technically...
Yeah, we need a shortcut to just get the one thing we need.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't
just
want to go through the whole Beyond section of Bed Bath & Beyond. We want just candles.
You say the Beyonce section? What?
The Beyonce section, Bed Bath & Beyonce. I love that store.
Bed Bath & Beyonce. Photoshop, oh, please.
I smell Photoshop.
Yeah.
Bed Bath and Beyonce.
All right, give me a second. All right, you guys talk.
I hate when you do it during the show.
But that's right. Such a freaking good one. Come on.
Wait, I'm gonna throw out a topic while I indulge in the topic. White people love craft beer.
Craft beer.
I'm gonna go get one.
Do it.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many beer festivals I've worked at, and nary a black folk.
Yeah. They love artisanal shit.
White people love organic foods.
Oof. Mm, yep.
Farm to table, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's a way to be. It's a lifestyle.
We should call our podcast Farm to Table.
Masters of Farm. Farm
to the 100% table. Organic podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Artisanal radio.
Artisanal radio. Yes. Jeez,
we did craft radio.
That's true. We love it. We love craft shit.
Oh, you know what else white people love?
Yeah.
Pinterest.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time.
Pinterest.
It's a white person thing. What's the whitest name you can think of?
John Smith.
Thinking like Todd.
Franklin.
You just named the one black kid in Peanuts, you idiot.
And where?
Peanuts.
Yes. I was thinking of Ben Franklin. I was going back to him.
Tyrell.
Tyrone. Super white.
What? I know six guys named Tyrone.
Yeah, what's going on?
What?
Darnell, right? That's white.
This is Franklin.
Token.
Yeah. Literally. I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Kyle.
Penelope. But yeah, Todd Bridges.
Ah, damn it.
That's no good.
It's no good. How about
Malcolm X?
Yes.
Benedict.
Jeff.
Is your Photoshop done yet, sir?
Calm down.
Ben, Matthew, Beyonce. Come on, man. I also polled a couple of people and somebody told me this one. I thought this one was funny. White people drive convertibles.
Huh.
Think about that. I mean,
Priuses for sure.
Priuses. Smart cars, like you said.
Big trucks.
The Wienermobile.
I saw the Wienermobile not too long ago.
So did I. Dude, Wienermobile rules.
Did you say one time I got into an accident with a donut truck?
They kept trying to put it in reverse, so they wouldn't work. So they put it forward and in reverse.
The whole highway was covered in icing.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Whoa.
We love cat memes. White people, cat memes.
Cats.
White people love cats, period.
Cats.
White people love pets.
Yeah.
Can't get enough cats and dogs.
Droof.
Holy shit. Enough already. Fucking pets. Let's take care. Imagine all the money spent on stupid pets. And let's spend it on like actual human beings who need help.
Imagine all those people.
Imagine all of those pet foods.
I agree, though. I don't understand pets. I don't get it.
People can't feed their kids.
Right.
They're fucking at buying pets. Knock it off.
I don't fucking, like, if I want, like, the pet doesn't understand me. So if it does something bad, like, I might as well just be yelling at a house plant.
What if you yell at a cat?
I just don't fucking like pets.
The plant gives more of a fuck.
Yes.
Than your cat.
Fucking hate cats. As we've covered. We've covered before.
Making art mad.
Oh, yeah, you're a cat guy, aren't you?
I'm fine. I'm just, yeah, I don't care what you guys think. I still like it.
About time.
Art's too busy photoshopping Bed Bath and Beyonce.
Priorities, motherfucker.
White people love smelling good. Like all these, like, Axe body sprays and perfumes and colognes and
deodorants. Although there are other, like, Indians, like, Indian people. They fucking douse themselves with colognes and shit. It's terrible.
Really?
Oh.
I've never experienced that.
I don't know what that's all about, but they fucking love colognes.
I've actually met some that don't use deodorant at all and kind of have a lot of body odor.
Oof. That too. Good lord.
Sound like Jabba. Oof. Oh, gee.
So I guess it's one or the other. It's one extreme or the other.
Yeah. They're like redheads.
What?
Redheads. They're either hot or ugly. There's no in between.
That's a good call. I've never heard that theory before.
Yeah, that's my whole thing.
I know Mike's an expert on the topic.
I am. I'm a big fan of redheads. But that's what it is. There's like no in between.
Some of them.
I don't know any redheads where I'm like, yeah, they're all right. Either I'm like, ooh, that's not good. Or, yeah, they're hot. That's it.
Kind of, yeah. I'm going to go with that. I like that, Mike.
Yes. Pretty good.
Did you come up with that yourself?
Patent pending. I did.
Pretty good.
I also have another theory that men who have the ability to shorten their name but choose not to, 9 times out of 10 are gay.
Huh.
That's my other theory. So if like you have a buddy whose name is David and you call him Dave and he corrects you, he's most likely gay.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Boom.
I mean, all three of us go with that.
Yeah.
Mike, Art, Jay. None of our actual real names.
Right.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you guys about that.
Art, where are you moving again? San Francisco?
Yes.
Ew.
Dude, yeah, man. You excited or what?
Yep, very excited. Can't wait.
Got like 2 weeks left? 3 weeks?
Sunshine State. What? Sunshine
California. State. Beautiful.
Yep.
Yeah, Art's moving to North Carolina.
Yeah, man.
So jealous.
That's very cool.
When are you moving? You have a date? Goes down when it's supposed to?
December 7th. We should be off to North Carolina.
We should mention, too, we're going to be on It's Eric Nagel again on Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
Yes.
Friday, December 4th.
What do you think, dude? Do you think you're going to be able to make it or no?
We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and make it.
That'd be a cool way to go out before you wrap the dough. You driving?
Do I have to worry about like Beyonce's little thing on the top of the E or at all or no?
No.
Thing on top of the E.
The tilde? The accent?
You say the tilde?
The tilde.
Tilde.
Is it a tilde?
That's white right there.
Sarcasm tilde.
No, knowing what punctuations are, that's a very white thing.
Yep. Parentheses.
Grammar. Super white.
Super white.
White people are also very, like, we just go off on different topics.
Or ADD.
Yep.
Have you guys read the new David Sedaris book?
NPR. White people love NPR.
NPR.
I fucking hate NPR.
Yeah.
Girl's name Tammy.
Dude, that scene from Ted where he's trying to guess the girl's name.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
White trash name. Go.
Yeah.
Oh, he just kills everybody.
Yeah. It's it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Brittany, Tammy, Kelly. All right. Well, we learned a lot about white people. Some lesser known stereotypes.
What about mom jeans?
You guys are
soccer moms.
Mom jeans are the worst. Yeah. There's a whole category of fucking moms that needed to have their own name. Soccer mom. The same look. What I call a sensible haircut. Where it's just really easy for them to style. They've just given up. All right. So, yeah. We learned a lot.
What about Star Wars?
Art, can you verify that? So would that be a white thing?
Not yet. I'd say yes. Now that there's we had Lando and Empire Strikes Back, gave us some street cred, and now you have Finn, so that gives it even more.
Yeah, you also had Token in South Park.
And Franklin and Peanuts. Good night, everybody.
Shortcuts.
There's a shortcut for it. Right towards the end. Right there. I'm Mike for Art and Jay. We'll see you next week.
See you.
See ya.
Bon Jovi.
Keep it white, y'all.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now.
Father too many.
They had it. I think someone had it, and they were like, "We want that. I gotta get it."
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Once they got it, they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it. Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you gonna go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.